From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Next Question with Katie Couric is a production of iHeartRadio and Katie Couric Media.
Hi, everyone. I'm Katie Couric, and welcome to Next Question, where we try to understand this complicated world we're living in and the crazy things that are happening by asking questions and by listening to people who really know what they're talking about. At times, it may lead to some pretty uncomfortable conversations, but stick with me, everyone. Let's all learn together. From your local pharmacy to stores like Neiman Marcus and Sephora, it seems you can't go anywhere these days without seeing or hearing something about CBD.
CBD is everywhere.
CBD.
CBD.
CBD oil. CBD sold here.
Celebrities like Amy Schumer and athletes like soccer star Megan Rapinoe and golfer Bubba Watson say it helps with everything from anxiety to nausea to sore muscles. You can even walk into your local Bed Bath & Beyond and find CBD for, that's right, your dog. It comes in oils, lotions, bath bombs, pills, even gummies. And I actually tried a few products prepping for this podcast.
They smell a little like perfume. Let me try one. Ooh, they taste a little like perfume.
CBD, which stands for
cannabidiol,
is a chemical derived from the marijuana plant. But unlike THC, that's
tetrahydrocannabinol,
another chemical found in marijuana, it will not get you high. So my next question, why is CBD suddenly everywhere? And perhaps most importantly, does it really work? A lot of celebrities these days are jumping on the CBD bandwagon. Kristen?
Hi.
Hi, you are so sweet to do this. I'm sorry. I know it's been such a bear to schedule, but thank you so much.
Oh my God, of course. I'm so happy to.
That's actress Kristen Bell, who's talked a lot about using CBD for her anxiety. So why did she turn to it and what is it doing for her? Kristen, when did you start using CBD?
I guess I started about 2.5 years ago.
And what prompted you to start it?
You know, I had sort of been hearing about it for a while, and it was originally recommended to me because my friends who were going on like red carpets and wearing high heels for a long time had this balm with CBD in it that they were rubbing on their ankles to save their feet. And I looked into this company that made the balm. It was called Lord Jones. And I noticed that they had a tincture. And I noticed that a lot of people online had been saying that it helps with anxiety because it generally has a calming effect. And I am a very anxious person.
You noticed a real change. How did it make you feel? And did it take a while for you to notice the effects?
It was like nothing I had ever tried. Okay. So I did not notice it immediately. But what I noticed about after the first, I don't know, week or so, when I drive home from work, because I raise two little girls, I'm on my way home from work going through, okay, I need to remember to buy a new lunch pail because that one got stinky, or I need to remember to replace the apples because they'll have no apples for their lunches. Like all these silly little things like, you know, so-and-so needs a dentist appointment. And I'm just going through this sort of mental frantic list on my way home to get back into mom mode. And about after the first week, I noticed I was just enjoying the radio and I wasn't finding myself any less efficient at home. The dentist appointment was still being made. The lunch pail was still being
purchased. I was going to ask you, who bought the apples?
It was still me. It wasn't a laziness at all. It was simply a slightly calmer version of me that didn't need to worry frantically in order to complete a task. Did I notice the effects right away? No, because there's nothing that you can feel. But what I did notice is I wasn't having these bouts, these sort of targeted bouts of anxiety when I was alone, like in my car. And that's when it hit me. I was like, oh, this is working for me.
Do you ever wonder, Kristen, that it might be a placebo effect?
You know, I do think about that a lot, actually, because I feel like I would be a candidate for placebo, to be honest. But I have tried a lot of things. I mean, I've tried and I like taking adaptogens sometimes for my anxiety. I've tried like every little supplement or vitamin that comes on the market. And I haven't noticed as much of a worry-free Kristen as I do with CBD.
You know, I know, Kristen, you've also been open about the fact that you like to smoke pot occasionally. Is there a difference in terms of the results?
Oh, a bajillion degree of difference. Like this, taking CBD, you are fully functioning. You can drive your car. You can make a science project with your child. You can, you know, take the LSATs. You can do whatever. There is nothing that messes with your brain. You feel completely and utterly like yourself. You're just breathing a little easier. And with THC, when you take something that has THC and CBD, when you use a vape or take a gummy or, you know, smoke a joint or something, that has an effect on your mind. And that world is totally different now from the CBD world. And I, to be honest, like both, but I'm raising two children. I'm not smoking pot every day. You know what I mean?
And before we go, I just wanted to ask you, why do you think this is such a hot trend right now? Why do you think that everywhere you look, at least for me, you just see CBD?
A couple things. I think that speaks to a lot of people speaking highly of it and seeing results. I don't think something that's a snake oil gets this much heat around it. I also think we are in a state as humans where there is a lot of depression and anxiety going around. People are going really fast. We have our phones. We've been going at such a fast pace as human beings. We are requiring things that calm us. And for people that don't want to drink or do drugs, this, much like mindfulness, is a very easy, simple, effective, for me, solution to being less anxious during the day.
It worked for Kristen Bell, but that doesn't necessarily mean it works for everyone. I decided to try some CBD products myself, and I got a boatload of them to prepare for this episode. I even got my husband, John Molnar, involved and made him try a CBD cream for his aching feet.
I did my left foot because my left foot typically bothers me more than my right foot. And so I just put some of that CBD cream on my left foot, and it felt pretty good this morning. It didn't ache.
Really?
And it sometimes aches in the morning. Yeah.
So you're going to do it? You're going to try it again?
I would try it again. Now, I've been walking around for a few hours, and it's a little achy, but it felt pretty good this morning.
And because it was morning, I decided to fix myself a fried egg. Did you know they even have CBD olive oil? I also tried some CBD drops.
I have this tincture peppermint, and it says high CBD. Place one full dropper under the tongue, hold for 60 seconds, and then swallow. I've got a full dropper full, and I'm holding it under my tongue.
I have to be honest, I didn't really notice a big difference. Having said that, I'm not sure I used it regularly enough for it to have an effect, but clearly it is helping a lot of people. And I wanted to understand why. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back in a minute.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by NerdWallet. Are you paying for your me time with just any credit card in your wallet? While you shouldn't stop treating yourself, you should start paying with a credit card that has perks. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending. So what could future you do with better rewards? A free flight? Room upgrades? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
To weed out CBD fact from fiction, get it, weed out, I reached out to the go-to woman for all things CBD, Dr. Yasmin Hurd. She's the director of the Addiction Institute at Mount Sinai and a professor of psychiatry, neuroscience, and pharmacological sciences. I asked her to explain, in layman's terms, how CBD works.
Understanding how CBD works is also challenging for scientists. Many people are trying to figure out how it works. We do know that it is a molecule that's a cannabinoid that's found in the cannabis and hemp plants, and it binds to receptors in our body and brain that are regulating different transmitter systems. And what I mean by that is that it will change the activity of cells in different parts of the brain. So THC is a psychoactive component of the cannabis plant. That's why people get the high, the intoxication. That binds to the cannabinoid receptors in our brain and our body. CBD actually doesn't bind to those receptors that cause the intoxication. But what it does is that it tweaks different neurotransmitter systems. So it will turn up one transmitter system and turn down another so that it stays in homeostasis in a way.
So neurotransmitters are responsible for things like pain or anxiety or depression.
Exactly. And CBD will alter those transmitter systems that are involved in many different functions, as you said, pain, mood, anxiety. So it has a broad mechanism of action, and that's one of the things that's been fascinating and frustrating for the scientists, and that's why we all can't figure it out completely.
CBD has been shown to be really effective in a couple of very important areas. What are those?
One of the disorders, absolutely, that is clear from clinical trials is childhood epilepsy seizure disorders. So these seizure disorders, such as Dravet's, CBD is now an FDA-approved medication for them. So that has, I think, significantly moved the field in believing that CBD has medicinal properties.
What about opioid addiction? I know there's exciting research that you've done about that.
We have conducted small clinical studies that have shown that CBD decreased craving in people who have an opioid use disorder it decreased their anxiety related to their craving as well, which are two key features for why people relapse. So we're now going to start a large clinical trial, and we'll see whether or not it replicates. But a lot of the work, not only from our group, but from others, have now started to show that CBD does have potential to decrease craving in opioid users.
So those are two very, very exciting areas, and that should counter this notion that it's just snake oil, right?
Absolutely. CBD is not snake oil. There are people trying to make it snake oil in promising that it can change every single thing in our society.
Clearly, it seems CBD holds a lot of promise for a variety of conditions. And that's not lost on people who are hoping to cash in. And no wonder, the market is projected to reach $20 billion with the B by 2024. So what is your concern about this growing industry and the fact that it's being sold in so many different forms for so many different problems?
The fact that you can buy CBD on your steak, in your coffee, in water, even mascara.
There's CBD mascara?
There's CBD mascara, and sadly, there's also CBD tampons. The problem is, all of this lends itself to many people thinking CBD is a snake oil, because how can one thing help with all of these different syndromes, disorders, even recreational, quote-unquote, benefits? It can't. It's a fad, like anything else, so that many people are just trying to make money without ever having to prove that their CBD mascara works. They don't have to do that. They are just riding the wave of CBD being a fad and wanting a part of that industry, because like you said, it's going to be billions of dollars. For me, that does trivialize the potential medicinal properties that CBD is showing to have. So I want the public to understand that there may be quote-unquote snake oil components out there regarding CBD. That's very separate from the promise that CBD does show.
So Dr. Hurd, what do you say to consumers? How do you know what works, what doesn't, what's worth trying, what's not? How much is too much to spend on these products?
Well, the amount you want to spend is going to be up to you. Like I said, a fad that someone will pay $50 for a coffee, you know, that's up to them. However, for me, in terms of safety, that's the thing that's the issue, right? So many people are consuming CBD and don't even know where it comes from. So they don't know if CBD is really in the product. They've done studies where they've shown that the amount of CBD that's actually in the product that's compared to the label don't match. And in fact, those products might even contain things like lead and pesticides. So the public needs to be aware. They have to do their due diligence, because now everybody and their mother is getting into the CBD industry because of it being a fad and the profits that are there. So it is not as regulated as it should be. And I think the FDA, they're starting to consider what types of regulations that will be needed for CBD.
Why isn't it regulated?
I don't think that the FDA realized how fast this was going to explode and that they needed to be ahead of this wave rather than behind it. So they're now catching up and will start making some sort of guidelines. I absolutely think that no company should be allowed to say that CBD can do X, Y, or Z unless they prove it.
This seems like a good time for a break, so we'll be back in a moment.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by NerdWallet. Are you paying for your me time with just any credit card in your wallet? While you shouldn't stop treating yourself, you should start paying with a credit card that has perks. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending. So what could future you do with better rewards? A free flight? Room upgrades?
Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Rosenheck and Cindy Capobianco are the husband and wife co-founders of Lord Jones, the CBD company Kristen Bell mentioned. Rob told me they'd be happy to have more regulation.
Because consumers need to know that the products that they're buying are safe, that they're manufactured in a safe way, that they're properly labeled, that the dosage is accurate, just like any other food or any other drug. People want a regulated system. They want a set of rules to play by. They want to be able to comply with regulations and put out products that are safe.
Rob and Cindy now run a multi-million dollar empire. They started out in medical marijuana, but soon found that the real gold could come from another part of the plant.
There was this other cannabinoid we started to read about called CBD, and it was associated with all of these health and wellness benefits. And we became obsessed with it, and then we started to experiment. And so the first thing we did was make combinations of CBD and THC. And so our most popular product was this 5-to-1 ratio. So it had five parts of CBD to just one part of THC, and we made that both in skincare and in ingestibles, and it became our most popular product formulation. We first introduced hemp-derived CBD-only products. So they were our same formulations of skincare or confections. And we made those available in 2017. And in 1 month, the business grew larger than our entire THC business. And we realized that was our future.
Why do you think this CBD business and market has absolutely exploded?
There are basically two reasons for it. The first is the whole legalization movement of cannabis. So that's been happening for 20 years, and more consumers are aware of it. More consumers are in favor of it. A majority of Americans have access to some form of cannabis in the state that they live. A majority of Republicans are in favor of legalization. It truly is an issue that unites us. And the second piece is the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill. So it made these products available at the same time that people were curious about them, and that opened up the floodgate.
You sent me some samples, but wow, your products are expensive. Your gumdrops cost $50 a pack. Your oils cost up to $100. Ka-ching, Rob.
CBD is an expensive ingredient. If you look at all of the CBD products that are out there, ours are actually comparably priced. There's a couple things that consumers should be aware of. There are different kinds of CBD and different methods of extracting CBD. So when you grow hemp plants, you get this giant plant, there's a lot of biomass, but you only get a very tiny amount of CBD from that plant.
And so that's it's supply and demand?
It is, and we don't have enough supply of hemp right now to provide the demand for CBD. But when you extract it, you only get a little bit, so it's an expensive ingredient. The other thing is there's two different main ways to extract CBD. You can extract the oil from the plant, or you can distill it down into what's called an isolate, which is just pure CBD. It doesn't have the other terpenes and plant waxes and constituent components of the plant. Isolate is a more refined form of CBD that's cheaper and not as effective. So you want to get either a full spectrum or a broad spectrum oil that's sourced from domestically grown hemp. And that CBD is more costly, and that's why some CBD products are priced higher.
Meanwhile, Rob has been really open about his depression and talking about what's helped him deal with it. Can I ask you a personal question?
Of course.
How often do you use CBD, and do you still use cannabis for your depression, or do you feel that CBD has helped you enough?
I do use CBD, and I do use THC. I use CBD every day. I put it on my face.
Really?
I do.
Why?
It makes my skin feel nice.
Uh-huh.
and I take it in the evening.
To help you sleep?
To help me sleep sometimes.
But for your depression, you still feel
I still use cannabis regularly, a couple times a week. I really enjoy it. It's legal now in California. And
takes the edge off?
It takes the edge off. I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke tobacco, but I do enjoy cannabis.
One thing is clear. We're very much in the early days of CBD. But for those who suffer from a whole host of problems, from anxiety to pain to addiction, and for people like Dr. Hurd who are trying to help them, this new frontier offers tremendous hope.
What are you most excited about when it comes to CBD?
I'm actually most excited by the fact that more researchers are getting into this so that we will be able to finally tease out, one, how CBD fully works and have more insight into what disorders and symptoms it might be beneficial for. I am excited because I'll start to conduct some clinical trials of our own, really large ones that we just got a grant for from the NIH, National Institutes of Health. And we'll finally know whether or not in a large population, does it really decrease craving in people with an opioid use disorder? And that's exciting for me.
Next Question with Katie Couric is a production of iHeartRadio and Katie Couric Media. The executive producers are Katie Couric, Lauren Bright Pacheco, Julie Douglas, and Tyler Klang. Our show producers are Beth Ann Macaluso and Courtney Litz. The supervising producer is Dylan Fagan. Associate producers are Emily Pinto and Derek Clements. Editing is by Dylan Fagan and Lowell Berlanti. Our researcher is Barbara Keen. For more information on today's episode, go to katiecouric.com and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Katie Couric. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.